Hello, and welcome to the Thrive in Change podcast. I'm Shannon LaBruyere. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Night Live, where we discuss the principles of how to thrive in change. I am Shannon LaBruyere. I am live and loving it. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to improve yourself. It's what it boils down to. You're taking time out of your schedule to improve yourself, to grow, and you're in the right place because we are going to talk about how to navigate the change we want. Some of the key things that we need to keep in mind when there is a change that we want. Sometimes we forget one of these components. And so I'm excited to explore it with you. Tonight's hashtag is bring the honor. Hashtag bring the honor. We're talking about ourselves tonight and the people we are and having integrity and developing character. And oh, I know you're rolling your eyes, some of you, but I'm telling you, when we are the people that we need to be, we get the things we want. All right. So hashtag bring the honor tonight is the Thrive principle that we're going to be exploring. And that Thrive word is going to get you 15% off of the world's best coffee at thumbroastcoffee.com. If you listen to the Thrive and Change podcast, which is the audio version of Sunday Night Live, you will remember, or if you've watched previous Sunday Night Lives, actually, you'll recall that lately I've been talking a lot about Blue Lake as my favorite roast at Thumb Roast Coffee, and I ran out of Blue Lake and started in on some Santa Lake Sunrise. Doggone it. I love that stuff. It's so good. So I think switching it up a little is what makes me appreciate all the different flavors. So if you have been stuck in a rut, go to thumbroastcoffee.com, get yourself a new roast of coffee and use that code THRIVE, THRIVE, to get your 15% off and it will be delivered straight to your door. So that's awesome. I encourage you to do that. And oh, hi, Laura. I'm so glad to see you. Welcome. It's good to be here. It's good to be back. My voice is getting a little bit hoarse, and so I may have to shut down a little early, but I'm confident that I'll be able to share with you the things that we want to talk about tonight. So if you are new to Sunday Night Live, make sure you say hi in the comments and let us know where you're from. Mary, so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're able to watch us live, and Carol's jumping on. It's great. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh my gosh, it's a delight to see you. Okay, so tonight's topic is mind the gap. I've never been to England, but I hear tell that when you get off of the subway train, there's a gap there that if you're not careful, you could slip down and hurt your leg, or worse, slide down in between the train and the dock or whatever they call it. And so they have signs that say mind the gap. There's a gap there that people need to be aware of. And I've been thinking about our goals, and what a great time to explore goals, right? This is, we're still early in January 2022. It's only January 9th. We got a lot of 2022 ahead of us. And many of us, most of us probably, have been thinking about things like resolutions, things like goals, what we'd like to accomplish. I know I have. And when it comes to minding the gap, there's more than one gap when we're navigating the change that we want. When we're trying to get from point A to point B, the change that we want, we need to be aware that there are more than one types of gap. Corinne, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here. All right. So goals equal change, right? Goals are pretty much the change we want. Ooh, Carol says, seeing raises at work. It's January. Yeah, a lot of people, they see a raise kick in because of how they've been performing at work. Or maybe you're wanting a raise at work, right? You're thinking, what can I do this year so that I can add more value to my employer so that the employer will give me more money? Or maybe you're thinking about, how can I get my employer to understand how much value I add so that I can be compensated for the value I'm adding, which is a really valuable way to look at raises. But that's for another time. And maybe we'll put that on the schedule, because I do love to talk about that when some of those okay, I'm not gonna go off on that. Oh, look, a squirrel. Okay. Goals are essentially change we want. It's something that's different from the status quo, right? It's something I don't have or that I'm not doing. It's a dream that hasn't yet been realized. And so I want a change. You want a change. A goal is change you want. You want to get from point A to point B. And I have fallen in this trap, and this will be one of those confession mode Sunday Night Lives, which I hate but love at the same time, because I really do hate sharing with you my pitfalls, but I do know that we'll all learn from it. So I will be sharing one of mine. Stay tuned for that. Goals. So we think about goals and we think about that change that we want. And immediately, Carol, I love it. The parking lot. Yes, put that in the parking lot. Raises in the parking lot. When I think about goals and my goals for, say, 2022, my mind immediately goes to the plan, right? How am I going to get there? How am I going to get there? And that is certainly a part of the equation. If you are planning a trip, you have to have a plan, right? A map of how to get there. That's valid. It's good to have a plan. It's great to have a plan. I'm glad you have a plan, but the plan isn't enough. Sometimes there's a gap in our plan. We really don't have a plan, right? We've got a goal, and we know we'd like to get that raise, right, Carol? Or we'd like to get that promotion, or we'd like to start that business, or begin that coaching program, right? Whatever it is that we have a goal that we want to do, it's not really going to happen by accident. It needs some steps, no matter what it is. If it's a goal, it needs steps. And so plans are important, and we need the plans. And so let me just say this: when we're minding the gap, the change that we want, it is important to have a plan. It really is. And so if you don't have any kind of a plan, I encourage you to think about maybe a few steps. You might not know everything that needs to happen between point A, where you're at now, and point B, joining Livestream Leadership for a year. You may not know what that plan looks like entirely, but you know some first steps, right? So you can at least plan that with that destination in sight. That plan is good. It's good to have a plan. I'm not dissing plans. But so often, we start thinking that the reason we haven't reached our goal is because we haven't had a good enough plan, and we start swapping out the plans. Oh, I must need another plan. So I'm just going to get real with you. Many of you will remember, I think it's been almost 2 years ago now, when I got on Sunday Night Live and talked about making plans, about having a goal and making a plan and how to break that down, that the real granular, practical piece of just every day doing a little something that's going to get you to your goal. Anybody remember that? Do you remember my goal was to write a book? Anybody remember that? I remember it. And I remember it, and I blush and I distract myself when I think about it, because the confidence that I shared with you Sunday Night Live viewers and listeners the confidence with which I shared that strategy, because I've used that strategy before. I've used the strategy of breaking something down into small pieces and doing a little bit every day and marking it on the calendar and watching it as just consistently. I've used it. It works. But you guys haven't seen a book. And that's because I haven't written one. And it's not because I didn't have a plan. There's a gap. There's a gap. And the gap is not in my plan. The gap is in my growth. There are more than one components to getting the change that we say we want in our lives. And a plan is part of that. But often the gap is not in the plan. The gap is in us. The gap is in us. And that's the gap that we need to mind. Who do I need to be in order to do the things I need to do so that I can have the thing I say I want? Who do I need to be? Hashtag bring the honor. Showing up. How do I show up? Who do I want to be? Where do I need to grow and change so that I can actually have what I say I want? So in my case, and I've just started exploring the gap. So I'm on a journey with this book that I know that I want to write. And I haven't figured it all out up here. And I certainly haven't mined the gap that I have here, but there is definitely a gap between Shannon today and Shannon, the published author who has that book with these thrive and change principles in it. That's the book, you guys. It's powerful. It's life-changing. It's changed my life. It's changing your lives. It's important. All of those things. It is a worthy goal. And a simple plan says, write a little every day. And eventually you'll be done. And so I want to encourage you, if there's a change that you want and you're looking at the plan and it's just not happening, sit with this idea of how do I need to grow and stretch in order to be able to do that? What am I afraid of that I need to get a grip on, right? What skills am I going to need so that I can actually do the things that are necessary to write a book or to get promoted or to save up money to join a coaching program, right? Whatever those things are, we have to stretch and grow as people. That's the gap. It's not a goal gap. It's a growth gap. It's not a willpower gap. It's a growth gap. And we have to mind the gap. If we want to achieve our goals, we have to tune in to what we need to do. We don't just need a plan for how to get to the goal. We need to have a plan for how are we growing. Does that make sense? Has anybody else experienced that? If so, jot it in the comments and share. Have you experienced a growth gap? Where there was something you wanted, but you weren't able to get it, you didn't get it, or you got it and it totally went bust. I had a growth gap early in my leadership career, and I had the world's best job. I was teaching my peers and also managers when I worked as a mail handler, lifting heavy things and driving a forklift. I was put into a position where I could train people how to communicate and how to cooperate and to work together on really important projects that could make lives better for our employees, for the managers and the labor, and also for our customers. It was a beautiful thing. And I totally blew it because there was a growth gap. My understanding of what a leader wasn't accurate. And there was a gap. My goal to be able to continue to be in charge of that program and train people and all the good that came from it. It was so good, you guys, the communication techniques and the training that we offered to the employees that participated. It was phenomenal stuff, and it changed my life. But my growth gap was, I thought that it was really important to be able to communicate that in an excellent manner, and I did not pay nearly enough attention to displaying it. And because I was such a poor communicator, and my job was teaching people communication skills, I lost that position. I lost my opportunity to lead. There was a growth gap. I started closing that growth gap. I started closing it when I felt the pain and the suffering of losing something that I was so excited about. I had to take a deep look at myself and say, all right, what do I need to do better? Because that didn't work. I was a terrible leader. I was a terrible leader and I lost my opportunity. What can I do? And I started growing. I started learning leadership skills, leadership principles. I started living leadership skills, leadership principles, aligning my behavior with my words. I started to grow as a person, hashtag bring the honor. I started acting in a way that was consistent with what I was telling people they needed to do. And that allowed me to be successful. That allowed me to expand my influence. I grew. Be, do, have. Who do I need to be so that I can do what I need to do so that I can have what I need to have? Some of you might have aspirations to climb mountains. I got halfway up Little Bell Mountain in Sedona, Arizona, and decided that I had gone as high up as I wanted to go on that mountain and immediately came back down. Mountain climbing hasn't yet been my thing, but maybe I'll change my mind. You can plot a course to go on that 10-mile hike or to climb that high mountain. But if you have not become the person who can have stamina, have physical strength, it doesn't matter how good your plan is. It doesn't matter how great your supplies are. It doesn't matter how passionate you are to get to the top. If you are not physically strong enough, you're not going to be able to do it. If you are not mentally tough enough, you're not going to be able to do it. There's a growth gap. Where are the growth gaps in your life? Because if you understand that you have them. And the reason I know you have them is this, because you don't have that goal already. If you had that goal that you say you want, it would mean that you'd grown to a place where you could. But since you don't have it, there's a gap. How do you need to grow? How do you need to grow so that you can have that change you say you want? All right, Mary says this, I really am understanding what you are saying, growth gap. It's a new word for me. Yes, it's a new concept for many people, but it's so important. There are obstacles or gaps that we have to fill in before we're going to be able to achieve our goals. Corin says this, by working with a coach, I've been able to work through a lot of things more efficiently, identifying goals, identifying gaps, and identifying actions to take. Precisely, Corin, precisely. These are things that we often cannot do without somebody helping us because we can't see, like when we're in the picture, we can't see the picture if we are in the frame. When it's us, it's harder to see. My awarenesses about my growth gaps have become so clear to me when I have been working with my coaches, when I have been being honest and taking ownership of the gaps and having somebody to help with that. Thanks, Corey. Anybody else experienced those growth gaps that stopped you or you've experienced in the past and you've overcome it? My growth gap, it's still here for me being a published author, but I'm going to do it, you guys. I'm just not going to make promises. And if you go back and listen, I want to say it was in March. It might have been March of 2019. It has been a while. It's a good plan. If you've grown to the point where you can pursue that plan, more power to you. It's going to work for you. But if for some reason your willpower isn't enough to get you doing it. It's time to look at, where do I need to grow? And there's places where we need to grow. Sometimes we need to grow in our maturity, right? Sometimes we need to be more mature. Somebody had a great description of maturity, and I loved it. They said that, to their thinking, maturity was the ability to defer gratification. And I think that's a huge part of it, right? Not needing the immediate satisfaction, but understanding that things that we really want can take time. That ability to defer gratification and to be consistent, to do something every day, whether we feel like it or not. Building up that consistency muscle and trying more and more challenging things as we build that muscle. There's a book out, I think the title of it is something about make your bed every day. Powerful principle. Do something every day. Just do it. You brush your teeth every day, right? You shower every day. You make your bed every day. You do some things every day. Add on something else to your every day that you do every day, and help yourself to mature and grow in your maturity. Sometimes we need that maturity before we can actually achieve our goal. When I was at the tail end of my career in that government agency, I had a joke that it wasn't really funny, but it sort of was. They would put a job up, you know, they would have a position, a supervisory or a manager position that they would put up. And the only people who would apply for it were people who were not qualified, because the people who were qualified understood that it was an impossible job and they weren't going to make enough money to do it. They were putting up jobs that qualified people understood what you're asking for can't happen. We won't have the support. We won't have the resources. The pressure will be too great. You've set us up for failure before we even take it. And so the only people who would apply for those positions were people who didn't have the skills, didn't have the maturity, didn't understand what to do. And they made a mess of things. They made a mess of things because they weren't mature enough. They didn't have the maturity they need. What about this? Maybe there's a finance gap. And finances are more about this, you guys, than this, just so you know. Finances start up here. How do you look at what you have, your resources? How do you look at where you allocate your resources, where you spend your money? Sometimes there's a growth gap in the way we approach our finances. And we spend money on the immediate thing, the frivolous thing. And then when we really do see something like Corinne mentioned, a coach or a coaching program, or a class that we want to take, or a trip that we know we would love to do. We don't have the financial resources, not because we haven't had this, but because we haven't used that. Our thinking and our beliefs about that money have created a gap. Some other gaps. Let me see, we've got the maturity gap. We've got the resource, the financial resources gap. How about this? How about the relationship skills gap? Where do you need to grow in your ability to have solid, effective relationships? Where do you need to grow so that you can achieve that goal? That goal that you need, you're not going to get there alone. You're not going to get there in a vacuum. It is not a solo trip. If you have not been growing in your ability to relate to people, influence people, deal with people, if you are not growing in that area, then you are going to discover a gap. Because we have to be the people we need to be so that we can do the things we need to do to have the things we say we want to have. All right, Corey's got another example. Another important part of setting a goal is knowing your why. And if the why isn't strong enough, you may find yourself falling away from your progress to the goal. What a beautiful point, Corey. And what a gap that's worth looking at. Does that goal align with my why? That's a huge part of Bring the Honor. Thank you for bringing that up. Does the goal that I say I want align with my why? Does it align with my values? Is the reason I want that goal enough to help me to bridge the maturity gap, to bridge the financial gap, to work through the relationship gap? Is that why strong enough to make it worth it? And if it's not, you need a different goal. You need a different goal. Or you need to find your why. Sometimes the goal is great and we forget the reason why we were doing what we were doing, right? We just plug along and we're doing things that are good. It's not that what you're doing is bad, but your why has started to slip away. And there's a gap between why you do what you do and what you're doing. And that gap is in our hearts. When we can close that gap between our why and our goal, when we can make that connection, we don't have to be dragged and we don't feel like everything we do is like the hardest thing we've ever done. It's powerful. Thank you for bringing that up, Corey. It wasn't on my list and we needed it. Thank you. All right, so Carol says this, the class on Saturday morning, which is live stream leadership, you guys, and the time on Sunday night can change lives, ours and others, because we change. Oh, what a powerful thought too that is. As we change, everything about us changes. Talk to Shannon if you have any questions. Amen. My whole life has changed because of being able to do things afraid, setting barriers, saying no, aligning with my goals so my mental, physical, spiritual, and financial areas are balanced. Beautiful. It can happen. It is possible. And so as we're wrapping up, thank you, Carol, for sharing that and sharing how consistent growth has allowed you to achieve your goals, has allowed you to be able to get where you want to become the person you needed to be so that you could have the things that you know you want and value. It's beautiful. Thank you. So on that note, I want to let you know about a really fantastic opportunity for you to discover what it's like to be in a live stream leadership mastermind. We are having a free mastermind on the topic dealing with difficult people. I want you to write that down. January 29th is the day, 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We are going to have a mastermind where we are going to discuss and explore the 5 rules for dealing with difficult people. And I guarantee you, some of you have been through it before. You'll want to do it again. But if you've never done it, you want to do this. It is going to change the way you deal with your day-to-day. And it is an important element of your personal and professional growth. It will be a huge tool in your toolbox for dealing with people, for having better relationships, more effective, for leading and influencing. It will help you. This mastermind group will help you to achieve your goal, whatever your goal is, because your goal involves people. And some of those people are obstacles. Let's just say they can be difficult. So we've got a free mastermind. I've already put the link for you to sign up. I've already posted that in the Thrive and Change page, and it's in the Sunday Night Live group. So you'll see it there. Those of you who are on my email list, you will get some information about that in your email. And if you have not signed up for my email list, send me a message, or you can go follow that link and sign up for the mastermind, and it'll put you on an email list so that I can give you more information. But I would love to have you there. I would love for you to experience the power of being in a group of women. So it is for women. Women only in this one. Being with a group of women who support each other, who are wise and who are curious and who are growth minded. There, it's an amazing experience. It'll blow your mind if you've never done it. And I can't wait. It'll be on Zoom. So that'll be fun too. We'll be able to see each other's faces. I'll take questions and answers. We're going to have fun. There'll be some freebies that I'm giving away. You'll have a chance if you've got some particularly sticky, challenging people in your life. You'll have a chance to ask some questions, and I will do what I can to coach you through an approach that will help you to effectively deal with that difficult person or those difficult people, preserve your sanity, start sleeping again at night, all that good stuff. This is a great opportunity for you to start bridging the growth gap in your personal dynamics and communication. So join us January 29th, live stream leadership program, 8 a.m. in the morning. I will send you all the information. All you have to do is follow the link on the Thrive and Change page, and we will sign you up. All right. Oh, good. Missy says, I'm definitely doing the dealing with difficult people. This is a must. Can't miss. Yay. Glad that you'll be there. And Carol says, if you don't have internet and not sure how to join on Facebook Live, ask Shannon. Sometimes I know people don't join because they think they are IT deficient, but I have a flip phone and can listen, so anything is possible. Yes, don't let the fact that you're unfamiliar with Zoom stop you. We can absolutely help you out. And like Carol said, even if you aren't watching, you can still listen and participate live. So there's ways. Don't let technology be your hurdle. Follow that link on the Thrive and Change page. I'm going to pin it to the top as soon as we're done talking. Go follow that link and sign up for that mastermind. I cannot wait to see you face to face, have a two-way conversation, and give you some tools that are really going to blow your mind about dealing with difficult people. I'm telling you, you will be shocked. You will be amazed. It will change your life. I am passionate about this class. I am passionate. My why is strong, Corey. My why is strong. You guys need this class. All right. With that, I love you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being willing to hashtag bring the honor to close your gaps, wherever they are, in maturity, in your financial outlooks, in your personal relationships, and your ability to communicate and connect, wherever those gaps are. That gap between your why and your goal, wherever those gaps are, because you are willing to look at those gaps and be intentional about closing them, you are going to thrive. You are going to thrive in that change you say you want. You can reach your goal. It is possible, and I'm here to help you. With that, take care. I love you all. Goodbye.